Hello and welcome to level 5 of your focus training. Now, from level 1 to 4, you have learned to put your attention into your higher self. Go ahead and do that now. Start with your breath, then the way your body feels in the room. Incorporate the room and environment around you. And then place your attention up in your higher self. So now in level 5, we want to be able to get comfortable with having our attention in our higher self with our eyes open rather than with our eyes closed. When we do this with our eyes open, you will still feel that same separation behind your thoughts and your emotions. But with your eyes open, you will feel so much more visual stimuli being fed into your brain, making it much more difficult to keep your attention in that higher space. So with your eyes closed now, I would like you to open them up, continuing to keep your attention in your higher self. Open up your eyes, allow them to relax. Pick a spot across the room, somewhere far enough away that your eyes can just sort of settle in on that spot. And it's okay to move your eyes around a little bit, just looking at the room around you. But as you do that, feel your focus in your higher self, keeping your body very still and calm. Now go ahead and close your eyes, still with your attention in your higher self, and just notice the difference. Feel the difference when your eyes are closed compared to when they're open. It's much easier to go within when your eyes are closed. It's so much easier to be quiet and to not engage in your environment when your eyes are closed. But as athletes, that's not how it is in real life. So now open up your eyes again. Be comfortable in your eyes. Just gently look around the room, keeping your attention in that higher self. As you look around, do not engage in anything that might grab your attention. It's as if you're a fly on the wall in the room. You're just watching. You're being quiet. And you're not engaging in any thoughts or emotions. You're still keeping your mind calm, holding your focus in your higher self. Now, if this starts to get difficult for you, just relax your eyes even more. Sometimes when we're straining our eyes and looking at that point across the room, we're trying too hard. So just settle in. Relax your eyes, keeping a calm mind, and just being aware of what is around you in your environment. Now, holding our attention here after some time will be difficult. That is really showing you where your threshold is. Your job is to continually tell your mind to be calm and to force yourself to sit there and be quiet. This helps you build that focus muscle and helps you stay more present. So if you need to now, close your eyes. Sending yourself back into that higher self space. Now open your eyes. Looking around the room. Mentally relaxed, no self-talk, just paying attention to the rhythm of your breath while you place your attention and hold it in your higher self. As an athlete, this is very important to be able to train our focus in this way, to focus in on a single point or a single activity. Like if you're a goalie and you're tracking the puck, that's a single point focus. Your attention is on that puck and nothing else in your environment seems to matter. But when the whistle blows, you can relax that single point focus and expand your mind to bring in your environment, placing your attention in your higher self and really becoming present and connecting back to the present moment. even as a player. You get onto the bench after your shift. Put your attention in your higher space, in your higher self. Connect back to the present moment. It's a lot easier to manage your self-talk, to listen to instructions from your coaches or your teammates, and to not get engaged emotionally when your attention is in your higher space. So being able to dial it in and focus on a task at hand, and then to dial it out to connect back to your present moment, is the work that we need to do. So now go ahead and close your eyes, holding that attention in your higher self. Just relaxing for a moment. Now go ahead and open your eyes. And this time, look around the room. Move your head. Maybe there's a window and you look outside. Just breathe, holding your attention in your higher self, and really connect to this present moment. And for the next few minutes, keep your attention there. Keep your eyes open and practice looking around your environment, not getting distracted, keeping your mind calm. Now go ahead and close your eyes. Now bring to mind what your long-term goals are. for most of you, it's making it to a pro level, playing professional hockey. Bring that picture to mind now. See yourself as a pro. Feel in your body what that would feel like. Connect to it. Now bring to mind a picture of your midterm goals. Now for most of you, this would be playing junior hockey or Division I college hockey. A midterm goal that you need to succeed at to reach your long-term goal. So bring to mind that midterm goal picture and see yourself playing at that level. Feel your success at that level. Knowing that when you succeed with your midterm goals, you have a great opportunity to reach your long-term goals. Now go ahead and remind yourself of your short-term goals or your daily goals. What do you need to do today or this week in order to reach and meet your midterm goals? What do you need to do to get that college scholarship, to get invited to that junior team? Remember, as an athlete, you can focus on your mind, your body, and your craft. As a student athlete, you're also focusing on your schoolwork, in your education, in your assignments. And then finally, you need a good community around you, a community of support, your family and your friends. For most of us, this is what's important every single day, connecting with our family and friends, laughing and having fun. Working hard in our schoolwork, working hard on our education, handing in those assignments, studying hard for our tests. And as an athlete, you're training your body at practice. You're training your body in the gym. You're training your craft, your skill sets, your hockey IQ at practice and with your coaches. You also need to train your mind, train it to focus, practice mentally rehearsing and front-loading your mind. These are the day-to-day activities that you need to focus on today that will help you reach your midterm goals and eventually your long-term goals. So go ahead now and see your day ahead. What is on your schedule? See yourself going through the motions of your day. Feel yourself putting in a great effort at practice. Remind yourself when you are going to do your mental rehearsals or train a part of your mind. See yourself studying and working on your schoolwork. And you know at the end of the day, once you've accomplished all of these things and have done them with intention, and have done them very well, you know that you are moving the needle forward. You know that you are growing as a student athlete and getting better. So now go ahead and open up your eyes, feeling very clear on what you need to accomplish today. Take a great attitude as you open up your eyes and begin your day with excitement, enjoy, and clarity. Make it a great day.